Hello.
Good afternoon, may I speak to Devin?
Yeah, this is me.
Hi, this is Nina Knight from Family First, the supervisor. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing swell. So I'm calling because I'm calling in with a couple of concerns. Are you with Mrs. Patricia Candela at this moment?
Yeah. I had just went out to get a tire because my tire had blown yesterday. So I went out to get a new tire.
Okay. You know, this is the second call we got from her today, and it's been hours that she wasn't able to put you on the phone at the home.
Yeah, I told her that I wanted to get a tire. But
so,
she was,
quick question.
She's just not having a good day. She's, I guess, just pissed off today.
Okay. So she's reporting that you haven't been really providing services. So we have to report that.
Say it again. I'm sorry. Somebody else is talking to me.
She's stating that you haven't been providing services.
Say it again. I'm sorry.
She's stating that you haven't been there providing services.
Yeah. I mean, that's because my uncle in here manipulating her, telling her to call and stuff. It's my uncle, the one that was the caretaker before. He just came back from the jail, so he's been, you know, manipulating her. And so that's why she's calling today.
Okay.
I told her, I'd be right back, because I took my grandpa to CVS first to get his prescription. Then I said I'd be right back to get a tire. And that's why I ain't been able to get on the phone.
Is there someone else in the house that can vouch for this? Because this has been like an ongoing situation where now we have to open an investigation because she's stating that services is not being provided.
Yeah. I mean, my grandpa's here, too. He can vouch for it. If you want me to put him on the phone.
Yeah.
Pop, can you come here real fast?
Yeah, I'm calling him up right now.
Okay, no problem.
And my uncle's like just down, like it's just my uncle, you know, manipulating a woman that's her brain not even, you know.
Now, do we go by Mr. Candlelit or what's his first name?
My grandpa, yes.
Okay.
Pop, they want to speak to you.
Who?
The Family First, the home care.
Me?
Yeah, come here first, please.
He's coming up.
Thank you.
I just told him.
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. Is this Mr. Candlelit?
Mr. Candlelit.
Hi, this is Nina Knight from Family First, the supervisor. How you doing?
Okay.
So I'm calling because I hate to put you in the middle of it, but we're just trying to clarify some things up. So Ms. Patricia called in the agency three times today stating that Devin hasn't been providing care for her. So I had to call Devin to find out, you know, what's going on. You live in a home, correct, with them?
Yes, ma'am.
Was Devin providing services for Ms. Candlelit today? Do you know?
Today, was he?
Yes.
No. Excuse me.
Because the shift that we have in place is from 9 a.m. until 10 p.m.
Oh. Yeah, he took me to get my prescription, and he had to fix a tire on his car.
So she has reported that Devin has been in and out. He hasn't been, like, there. So he's been popping in and out.
Yes.
Is this, like, a random routine that has been going on, or?
Well, we need something from the store. He usually takes me to the store. So we have food and stuff. I have no vehicle.
So, quick question. What's the story with Ronald?
That's my son.
Right. So, he's clarifying some things as well. Like, I mean, because we're getting back and forth information from Ronald and Devin, and it's like causing a conflict of interest, and our duties is to make sure that your wife is receiving a safe environment care.
Oh, she's in a safe environment.
So, can I appreciate everything that you just told me. Can I speak to Devin?
You have to speak up, aren't you? Just about hear you.
I said, can I speak to Devin? I appreciate your information that you provided.
Okay. I hope everything works out right with this.
I do, too. Yeah.
This is a little out of hand.
I know.
Hold on.
Devin?
Hello?
Devin?
Yes.
So I don't know how this outcome is going to be.
Yeah.
But I want to advise you, if your shift starts at 9 and ends at 10, you need to be at that location.
Yes.
Because what's going to happen is there's going to be pop-up visits, and if you're not there, then we have to report that, and that's negative.
Yeah, no, I understand. The only time I would ever leave and I would tell her would be when I would go get my stepkids, or like I said, I just went and fixed my tire. And it's just nonsense. You know what I'm saying? It's just my uncle. I hate to talk about my uncle like this, but he's just not a good person. And it's just disgraceful. Like, you manipulating a woman that doesn't even have her mind straight.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, and it gets in her head. It gets in her head.
Yeah.
Like she never called, ever. Like, why is she calling today?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And me and my aunt, we're working on trying to get them out of here, but we're not trying to get them, like, you know, locked up. But it's like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, I understand.
And she ain't, and I can't, and that's another thing. I'm glad I'm talking to you, because I cannot do my job correctly here with him here. So
right.
I don't really know what to do about that either. So.
Gotcha. So to me, I just need you to protect yourself. Only reason if your schedule from this time to this time, it's different if you're going out to do something for Miss Patricia. But going out for your personal needs, that's not in the job description.
Right.
Because if anything happens to you while you're out, how are you going to explain it?
Right.
So just to cover yourself, just try to be at that location during your scheduled shift. Because we don't want to send someone near and you're not there, and then someone else is saying, you know, have something else to say to open up something that is not really real.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, me and my aunt talked about that yesterday, too. But I don't know. I don't know what his whole thing is. I could care less, to be honest, but, yeah, that's what it is.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, well, I appreciate your honesty and answering my call. So if I ever need any other questions, I will give you a call. All right. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.